The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff and management. Discussion of specific points and general topics on this program are not meant to be taken as specific professional advice. Please check with your doctor on these issues.
Welcome to Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. Your host is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. Stay tuned as we examine different aspects of holistic wellness. Here is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum.
Hello and welcome to Your Holistic Health, coming to you from Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. This is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, holistic clinical pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions. On today's show, we're going to be talking with Barbara Steigman about Earth Keepers. And I'm just going to keep you in suspense for just a few more minutes so we can tell you about more about Earth Keepers, and so you'll stay tuned to this show. How about that? In the news this week, from the Mayo Clinic, some interesting information about empty nest syndrome. How many of you out there, you parents out there, have experienced this phenomenon where we have tremendous feelings of sadness and loss when our last child leaves the nest or the home? Well, according to the Mayo Clinic, here's what we can do to adapt or manage that time of our life. Three things. Number one, try to accept the timing. Avoid comparing our child's timetable to our own personal experience. Instead, try to focus on what we can do to help our child succeed when he or she leaves the home. So it's really sacrificial, no different than raising them to that point. And it's a service type approach, I guess. Sacrificial, giving, and loving in a service-oriented approach. I like it. Number two, keep in touch, of course. You can continue to be close with your children, even when you live apart. We know that too. Make an effort to maintain regular contact through visits, phone calls, Facebook, emails, text, Skype. I love Skype. My granddaughters and I take advantage of that all the time. So stay in touch. And last but not least, do try to stay positive. Thinking about the extra time and energy you might have to devote to your marriage, your personal interests, hobbies after your last child leaves that home might just help you adapt to this major life change. That empty nest can be a full nest with those helpful and wise tips. Now it's time to introduce our guest. Barbara Steigman is one of the principals and founders of Earth Keepers in the Quad Cities in Illinois. In the Quad Cities, for those of you who may not know, do include Moline and Rock Island, East Moline, Silvis. Barbara, which one have I forgotten?
Well, Davenport is certainly the one in Iowa that most people would be acquainted with.
Mm-hmm. Davenport and Bettendorf, there you go. Welcome to Your Holistic Health.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
Well, tell me, how did you get interested in Earth Keepers, and what exactly is Earth Keepers in the Quad Cities?
Well, I suppose I first became concerned about the climate change in talking with one particular friend who belongs to a different church. We got to talking about the environment and how it would affect our children and our grandchildren and descendants, not so much our own lives, because we were both older, but we decided that we would talk to our pastors about perhaps the churches doing something together. And so we began talking about our concerns, and our pastors supported us. And we've been concerned about climate change and also about environmental issues. And then the two churches have invited others, and so we have varying degrees of activity with, perhaps anywhere from 15 to 20 different congregations in this area.
That's amazing. And this is all your brainchild.
Well, it sort of developed. I mean, you can get something started, but then it can take off from there. And I try to continue to keep active with it.
Mm. So Earth Keepers started in a faith-based community in Moline, Illinois, if you will, and surrounding cities in the Quad Cities. And it really is in concert with Scripture. We are told that we are to be good stewards of the earth. We are charged with that. It wouldn't seem so in the United States these days, I might add. However, being called to be good stewards of creation in general gives an accountability to us human beings. That accountability can manifest in many different ways. It can be something as simple as just being aware or getting educated. And we do, I think, a fairly good job of that from time to time. But
yes.
What else should we be doing to be a good steward?
Well, we do need to connect with Scripture and realize that stewardship is not just financially supporting our faith communities, but it's taking care of the planet that God gave us to live on. Genesis says, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and keep it. And in Ephesians, he has put all things under his feet and has made him head of all things for the church. So both in Old Testament and New Testament, and I'm sure in other faith communities, in other beliefs, they also support the accountability that you mentioned.
Mm. So, all right, it feels to me like we're talking about restoring and celebrating the earth, but you know, it's a tall order to help protect it. I mean, how do you do that? Do you have small goals that you want to see grow, or what kind of resources and goals did you guys start out with?
Well, we started out with a conference from one of the professors at the seminary, the Lutheran Seminary in Chicago, and he came and presented us with the greening of the congregations, and gave us resources to begin, and it's as simple as beginning with not using styrofoam cups like so many congregations did, and some still do, unfortunately. So it's small steps, and we have worked on a number of different things. We learn from one another, and it cannot be a crash course on any group of people. So we've tried to take things gradually and develop an awareness. The awareness is, I think, a very important part of this effort.
Have you had projects within the churches and outside of the churches that you'd like to share?
One of the things that we could do locally, we could have audits from the Power and Electric Company, and that's free of charge. And most of the churches who've been involved have already done that. Some of them have made a lot of progress. Some of them have just begun that. At my church, which happens to be a Lutheran church, we had the furnace checked and parts replaced. They put in new windows. The lighting, they have put in a different lighting that is much more energy efficient, and lights that go, for instance, in bathrooms or offices, the lights go on when someone enters and so forth. One of the faith communities has put in solar heating panels in their roof. Now, not every faith community is able to do that right away. But so there are small steps and there are large steps.
Well, I love that because that's intuitive. It's like caring for your home. Your community is certainly encompassing your church and your faith community. And it's a small enough step, and it's a very impactful first step that many people already have some knowledge about. You know, you're going to get your furnace checked in your home. It makes perfect sense to do so in your church if you've not done that for a while.
That's right.
And maybe it just takes that awareness that you and your team have so graciously brought to the forefront.
So we've done some other things. We've tried to emphasize recycling. Here again, that varies with the faith community. That's a very important thing. We've gone to more green cleaning products. And actually, if we can do some group buying, which we sometimes do, that's more economical. And we found that by doing that, it's more economical than buying the old kind of cleaning things. So some research was done by a member of another church, and we've been accessing that and saving some money and hopefully getting rid of some toxins that are inherent in the usual kinds of cleaning things. Green worship practices, for instance, some places, some faith communities are able to compost food. My church is not able to because we don't have the space. But we've encouraged people who are gardeners to do their own composting and so forth. So there are a lot of different things that we can do as individuals, small groups, and larger groups, building that awareness. And small steps can eventually lead to big changes.
Mm. Well, I'm sure there are some listeners out there tonight now, Barbara, that are thinking, well, I'm not, I don't have a green thumb. I don't have a sense of, what different products to look for because I'm overwhelmed by all of the different options at the grocery store these days because they're so readily available and they're online. And I don't know where to begin. What spiritual gifts did you have that, besides your love of nature, that led you to this ministry?
I don't know, Dr. Kathy, that I have particular spiritual gifts that are different from anyone else. I feel I've been blessed. Like anyone, one has ups and I've had certainly ups and downs in my life. And my faith has been a great source of strength with different things that have happened in my own life. So I think my own upbringing and education, and then I guess I'm naturally more of an activist kind of individual. I like to know what's going on in the world. I don't necessarily believe what is always on the television or even just reading from one source. So I suppose one of the gifts has been curiosity. I don't think my spiritual gifts are any different than most people's, I guess.
Well, you're being very humble in your response, and I happen to know you are a very talented lady. And with that comment, I'm going to invite us to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how other churches and synagogues can get started in programs like Earth Keepers. If you're just joining us, this is Your Holistic Health. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum. Our guest tonight is Barbara Steigman, and the topic is Earth Keepers. We'll be right back.
Your Holistic Health is brought to you by RX Integrative Solutions. Many Americans are taking prescription medications and wish they could find a way to take less. 42% of us have tried some type of complementary or holistic practice, including vitamins and other dietary supplements. Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions provides personalized consultations to review your prescription medications and dietary supplements and helps you find a simpler, back-to-basics way to health. She'll work in partnership with your primary care physician. For more information or to sign up for a consultation, visit rxintegrativesolutions.com. That's rxintegrativesolutions.com.
We're back, and you're listening to a broadcast of Your Holistic Health. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, your host. Tonight, our guest is Barbara Steigman, and the topic is Earth Keepers. Well, Barbara, I'm thinking just aloud here that starting up a program like Earth Keepers is, you know, really almost like starting up, any new program that has to do with bringing a team together, having like-minded spirit, finite resources, but some resources. But, you know, this is truly an ecumenical approach that you chose, which I am fascinated by and want to hear more about with regard to other faith communities in the Quad Cities. It wasn't just Trinity, your home church, where you began. As I understand it, you expanded that horizon. How'd you do that?
Well, St. John's Lutheran was an easy one to get involved. I think we started out by inviting people to this conference, and we have made a point of calling pastors to see if they have green teams. We have also tried to be ecumenical in the sense that I have visited with our local imam. In fact, I had a very enjoyable meeting with him a couple months ago, and they are very interested. We all live in the same world. I plan to make an appointment with the Rock Island rabbi. I think some members in that faith community would also be interested. We have taken part in the Healthy Living Fair. We've had a booth there to let people know. We've taken part in the 350.org. That is an organization headed by Bill McKibben, who is very, very concerned about climate change and the health of our planet, particularly when it comes to pollution. Of course, that affects our physical health. I'm kind of getting a little bit off topic here, but we have tried to expand with different kinds of activities and trying to inform people. There was a newspaper article in the local Radish magazine, which is published by the Argus Dispatch, and that interested some people. So we have people from both sides of the river, Catholics, a representative from the monastery. Hopefully we will have some representatives from the mosque and perhaps from the synagogue. I don't know.
I love it. And again, there are other benefits, secondary benefits to the work that you do spiritually, in addition to the incredible benefits for Mother Earth. You know, I'm also thinking to myself, as you spoke earlier, transformation of attitude isn't as easy as, well, okay, here we go. We've got a cause and let's march forward. We're today going to declare that we're green. We're a green community or a green faith community. It really is awareness and maybe changing an attitude to have a commitment towards something greater than self, something greater than the moment, something that is a lasting legacy for our children and grandchildren, as you said at the outset. And I think there's joy in that commitment and that accountability that I described. In fact, I would submit Isaiah 12:3 tells us exactly what that joy is about. And it says, I quote, "With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation." And I'm going to look at producer Melody because that's going to be a meaningful scripture for her.
All right.
And she's smiling. I want to know a little bit about how, if you have been successful in transforming, sort of getting a critical mass of people to be committed in a sustainable way towards Mother Earth.
Well, I don't know for sure about what is happening in these different faith communities. Hopefully by sharing information, we have made an impact on families, because sometimes the parents are helping to educate the children. Sometimes it's the children, the young people, who educate the parents or make the parents more aware of the... You talk about joy. There certainly is joy. There is a joy and a satisfaction in being a responsible steward. One of the things we've done, we haven't done it now for the last year, but I'd like to get started with it again. We've taken turns writing an article called Cool It. And we have that on our church computer, and we have shared that with different faith communities, and then they are free to use it or not as they choose. And we sort of ran out of writers for a little while, but we hope to get back to that. So we're trying to build, awareness. Perhaps are overusing that, but it is a matter of education, and it's a matter of feeling that we are doing God's will and also improving things for our descendants.
Absolutely. Now, I want to share with our listeners some really cool things, other cool things that you're doing besides Cool It. I love that. Great topic, great title. You're involved with community-supported agriculture, I understand.
A little bit. Not as much as we would like. One of the churches has developed a compost pile, and they have had a little garden and invited some of the neighborhood children in to plant. We have learned from Augustana. Augustana College is in Rock Island, and they have been leaders in buying local produce from local farmers. And one of them has been participating in our group. Jim Johansson has involved Augustana students, so some of them have gone out and worked on his farm, which is organic. And they have informed us and helped us be more aware of some compostable dishes and tableware. So it's a matter of learning from one another. I think Augustana received some kind of a national award for the work that they have been doing.
That's really neat. Let's give some of our websites to our listeners now. Let's start with the website for Earth Keepers for more information.
All right. Let's see if I have it right in front of me. It's earthkeepers at trinitylutheranmoline.org. Should I spell that out?
Let's just say it again. So earthkeepers at Trinity Lutheran Moline, all one word, right?
.org.
Okay, that's easy enough to remember.
Now I'm not sure if that is our most recent address. If not, that would direct a person to the most recent one. I don't happen to have in front of me. The most recent one, unfortunately.
Well, that's all right. I think that's a great start. And if I recall having gotten into that website several weeks ago, I do believe it does redirect. So,
all right, good.
Excellent. Here's a couple more. There's something called Earth Ministry. Earth Ministry, one word, .org is the URL for that. There's something called Green America.
Yes.
And that's greenamericatoday.org. So once again, greenamericatoday, all one word, .org. I think I found something on your website with regard to another link called betterworldshopper.org. Did that come from you?
No, that that might have been involved. I went into that website this afternoon for the first time, and they offer a small book with a lot of information for only $10. So I ordered it, and it's something you can take with you, and it involves human rights, the environment, animal protection, community involvement, social justice. But the little book should be, I'm anxious to get that. You can take it to the grocery store with you, and I think it will help me and help others shop more responsibly.
I love it. And again, access and price point are two of the big barriers that have been we fought against for years are now in our favor more and more, and I'm loving it and loving what you are doing well. Very well to support this whole cause. We're in the last moments of our show, Barbara, and I want to ask you if you have any upcoming events that you'd like to promote tonight.
There is a Sierra Club Film Fest coming in April, I believe, and there will be local advertisement about those particular dates, times, and locations. And, our next meeting for our local people is January 28th, and we're looking again at our faith foundations. It's cooperating with some of the local environmental efforts, and I think each community has its own kinds of events that people can and should become aware of. So there aren't any. Earthkeepers itself has not scheduled a new conference. That's something we are thinking about.
Oh, well, I'll be happy to hear about that. Do keep me in the loop so we can promote that for you on air. Well, I think the take-home message tonight is get moving, get active, try it. Just start talking up stewardship of Mother Earth, of your church, of your synagogue, of your faith community in little steps, baby steps. We've heard that piece of wisdom from Barbara Steigman tonight of Earthkeepers in the Quad Cities in Illinois. Barbara, thank you so much for being our guest with us on Your Holistic Health.
Thank you very much, Dr. Kathy. I've enjoyed it.
This is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, holistic clinical pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions. You are welcome to visit my website at rxintegrativesolutions.com for a free library of health-related articles that I've written just for you. We're going to end the show with the quote of the week, and it's by Lao Tzu, and that last name is T-Z-U. And I quote, "Do you imagine the universe is agitated? Go into the desert at night and look at the stars. This practice should answer your question." End quote. Please tune in again next week at this very same time to hear Dr. Marcus Webb, osteopath and naturopath, talk about naturopathy and men's health on the next edition of Your Holistic Health. You are loved. Blessings and good night.
The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff, and management. Please contact your healthcare provider for specific professional advice on these topics.
Thank you for being a part of our discussion today. Please join Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum each Friday, 6 p.m., on Faith and Friends Radio for Your Holistic Health.